This news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting automotive needs of the thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.
Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. A Bay City mother accused of starving her 4-year-old son now faces an upgraded charge of felony murder in addition to first-degree child abuse. The case centers on allegations that the boy, who weighed just 10 pounds at his death in 2024, had a history of feeding difficulties and a feeding tube, was not given adequate care. Jessica Burke of Bay City is now charged with felony murder along with first-degree child abuse and the death of her 4-year-old son, Noah. Prosecutors alleged Burke's actions led to her son starving to death, while her supporters say his severe medical issues limited his ability to swallow and required a feeding tube. A preliminary hearing is set for Wednesday in Bay County District Court was postponed after the new murder charge was filed, and the new hearing is scheduled for February. Burke remains held in a Bay County jail on a $250,000 bond and faces a potential life sentence if convicted on either charge. The Michigan Lottery announced a Carol Man is a super raffle winner. Gilbert Godinez won $100,000 on November 19th with super raffle number 188964. The 69-year-old player purchased the winning ticket at Thumb Meat Market located at 200 East Frank Street in Cairo. He plans to use the funds to invest and travel, according to the Michigan Lottery. The lottery super raffle had the biggest payout. Its top prize was $6 million and two $1 million prizes. Other prizes included $1,200,000 prizes, $3,500 $500 prizes, and $15,100 prizes, according to the lottery department. And the Sebring DPW was able to get several projects done before winter arrived. A new steel roof was installed on the South Park bathroom. Buildings were winterized and a new swing set installed at the Pitcher Park. They were also able to get all of the white birch tree clusters planted at Pitcher Park. The DPW reported the United States Army Corps of Engineers, or ACE, removed the yellow sediment catcher along the South River bank. ACE also is doing a survey of the old spoil ponds at the mouth of river to determine how much storage room is available for future river dredging. Quotes are sought for two-way radios to be installed in the dump trucks, the JCB loader, and the GMC pickup for better communication between employees. And for our national news and transportation safety, the NTSB released preliminary updates on recent rail and aviation incidents, focusing on maintenance and procedural adherence. Investigators cautioned that full analysis take time and rely on comprehensive data. Industry groups highlighted safety culture improvements, including reporting mechanisms and training refreshers. Agencies encouraged public patience while evidence is collected and reviewed. And in our international news, in Venezuela oil tanker seizure, actions involving a Venezuela-linked tanker drew diplomatic attention and legal scrutiny of sanctions scope. Maritime enforcement procedures were examined in court filings. Energy market watchers assessed supply implications and insurance risks. The case underscored complexities in international shipping compliance. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get along with your obituaries and weather right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.
Hi, this is Todd Bowers with Moore Motors in Cairo. Take advantage of the Ford 2025 model year-end sales event going on now through January 5th at Moore Motors in Cairo. Whether you're buying or leasing, now is the time to save big on putting a brand new blue oval in your driveway. For a limited time on eligible Explorer, F-150, Transit, and Super Duties, get zero payments for 90 days with zero down and 0% interest. And if you're a first-time Ford buyer, get $500 bonus cash on select 25 and 26 model year vehicles. When you shop More Motors in Caro, you get transparent pricing and realistic trade offers. Unlike city dealers, we take pride in our reputation. More Motors was built on fairness, integrity, and honesty. Over 60 years later, we still hold true to the same values. You owe it to yourself to have the best vehicle purchase experience available. So come visit myself, Todd Bowers, or any of us here at More Motors in Caro, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for over 60 years. From all of us at More Motors in Caro, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I have one obituary to share with you for today, December 12th, 2025. Eugene Grifka, 90 years of age, of Bad Axe, passed away December 11th, surrounded by his loving family. He was born in Ty, Michigan on November 20th, 1935. Eugene honorably served our country in the U.S. Army from 1953 to 1955. Master Christian Burial will be Tuesday, December 16th at 11 a.m. at the St. Hubert's Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church of Bad Axe. Visitation will also be Tuesday, December 16th from 10 into the time of service at St. Hubert's Parish, and burial will take place in the Sacred Heart Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials for Eugene may be made to the Knights of Columbus of Bad Axe, and condolences can be shared with the family at www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. And this news and obituaries was brought to you by More Motor Sales, your go-to family-owned and operated Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting automotive needs of the thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. All right.